And we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We hope you'll stick around. We got a lot of good mainstream jazz. I'm going to start off with Eddie Miller and a Johnny Varo trio on a Delmark CD called Street of Dreams. Eddie started his career at the age of 16 in New Orleans, toured with several bands before he went in the service. Then after his time in the service, he toured with Pete Fountain and also with Al Hurt. And so here he is with the Johnny Varo trio, Eddie on tenor sax, Johnny Varo on piano, Ray Leatherwood on bass, Gene Estes on drums. And this is a Ted Fiorito, Gus Kahn composition titled I Never Knew.
Mm-hmm.
Was Eddie Miller with the Johnny Varo Trio on the Del Mar CD entitled Street of Dreams. Eddie on tenor sax, Johnny Varo on piano, Ray Leatherwood on bass, Gene Estes on drums, the tune titled I Never Knew.
Back to our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Dexter Gordon. This is from his Blue Note album that he cut in 1965. He always cut those albums in Englewood Cliff, New Jersey. Rudy Van Gelder was always the engineer and considered the great jazz audio engineer, other than the one in our studio tonight. And he had a, Dexter, as you know, when he played 3 o'clock in the morning in the first hour of the show, he had a propensity to dig up old pop tunes and turn them into classic jazz renditions, and this is a thing that goes clear back to the mid-40s at least, with Dexter on tenor sax, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, Heartaches.
Thank you.
our highlight artist of the week, tenor saxman Dexter Gordon, reaching way back in the archives for that one. And I thought that was just a beautiful rendition of an old thing called Heartaches. And we had, besides Dexter on tenor sax, we had a vibe solo there by Bobby Hutcherson. And the piano work was by Barry Harris.
Next, we have the New York All-Stars on a CD entitled Broadway. It's on a Nigel Heyer Records label out of Germany, and it's an eight-piece group led by Randy Sankey, and they're going to do an Earl Hines Henry Wood tune called Rosetta. All-Stars with Rosetta from a CD entitled Broadway, an eight-piece group led by Randy Sankey on trumpet, and you heard some nice trombone work by Dan Barrett and some nice piano solos by Mark Shane.
That was a fine mainstream group. That was one of the Dr. Corns and I saw those guys play many, many a time. My memory's a little shaky at times about where we were at, but I know we were there. I'm going to do another album by Dexter on the Blue Note label called Go. We played one track of this 3 o'clock in the morning earlier in the show. Fine LP transferred to CD with Dexter on tenor sax, Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, Biddy Higgins on drums. This is a fine old ballad by Stein and Kahn, one of the great composer arranger duos of all time. And we're going to get a chance to listen now to the ballad artistry of Dexter. We haven't played any ballads by Dexter so far. This is a great ballad called I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. Thank you. beautiful ballad written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein called I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. It's a beautiful ballad by Dexter Gordon on tenor sax and nicely accompanied by piano of Sonny Clark.
Up next, we've got a tune with Jimmy McGriff on a Milestone CD entitled Blue to the Bone. In addition to Jimmy on organ, we've got Al Gray on trombone, who we heard in Hour 1 with the Basie Band. And we've got Bill Easley on tenor, Melvin Sparks on guitar, Bernard Purdy on drums. And it's the old Ellington standard, Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
And that was a group headed by Jimmy McGriff on organ. It was Duke Ellington's standard tune, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. In addition to Jimmy on organ, we had Al Gray on trombone, Bill Easley on tenor sax, Melvin Sparks on guitar, Bernard Purdy on drums, and everybody had plenty of space to stretch out there with nice solos.
Excellent track, Al. Well, a tune or two back, I played a Julie Stein Sammy Kahn tune, I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. And now we're going to do another Julie Stein Sammy Kahn tune by Dexter Gordon from his Blue Note album, Doing All Right. Was Dexter on tenor sax. I believe Freddie Hubbard's in the studio on trumpet on this one. I'm not sure if he takes a solo on this track. We'll have to see. But this is another great Stein Kahn composition from Dexter's Blue Note album, It's You or No One. Thank you. tenor sax stylings of Dexter Gordon from his Blue Note album, Doing All Right. And that was It's You or No One. Besides Dexter on tenor, we heard the solo work of Horace Parlin on piano and Indianapolis's finest Freddie Hubbard on trumpet.
Next, we're going to feature Lester Young with the Kansas City Seven on a Mercury CD entitled The Complete Lester Young, and then subtitled The Essential Keynote Collection. I guess Keynote was the label that Lester originally recorded this material on, probably mostly 78 RPM. The recording, original recording of this was in 1939, which was a couple of years after Count Basie formed his big band, yet the Count is here with the Kansas City Seven, and together with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, and Lester on tenor sax, and Basie on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Rodney Richardson on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. This is a Buck Clayton tune entitled Six Cats and a Prince.
Thank you.
The Kansas City Seven, featuring Lester Young, on a Buck Clayton tune, Six Cats and a Prince.
This is your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Alan Korns. You're listening to Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, for the last couple hours, and we hope you'll come back and visit us next Sunday night, wherever Sunday night, for some of the finest in mainstream jazz. We're going to close it out with a little bit of Dexter Gordon on tenor sax doing Soul Sister.